Good to see you, Danny. How exactly would the Trump administration be able to send troops to Mexico? And would this be effective against cartels, actual like JSOC, special forces, military soldiers, boots on the ground, as opposed to just drone warfare?
Listen, I got to tell you, Gotti, I think that this is a disaster in the making. There is, in my view, no chance that this actually helps the situation, and every opportunity that it could just cause it to just basically just go on fire. Because I personally saw this during my times when I went into deployment into Afghanistan and two different times in 2005 and 2010. And every time we did, and of course I studied it intently in between all of those, every time you tried to use more lethal military power on the, you know, the Taliban at that time to try and use military force to kill them or to stop what they were doing, and that included some of the drug labs. We actually did a lot of counter-drug operations during that time. It never worked. The drugs continued to go up no matter what, because as long as you have a market for these kind of things and people who want it, you will have the drugs. And listen, these guys are also like the Taliban in that they are not going to just sit there and be passive. If you go after them in lethal ways, they will strike back. And I can just tell you, that's not a fight we want to get into, because they would likely bring it back to our own shores. I mean, there's lots of governments in the area have experience with that kind of thing, and it never ends up well. It always gets more violent. I just don't see any chance this works.
It's so interesting you say that. And again, you know, the details are still coming out, but there were some pretty high-level assassinations of political leaders, a political leader in Mexico that was very tough on the cartels over the weekend. Again, they're still looking into the details of that, but it speaks to exactly what you were just talking about. And then we just showed that map earlier of the growing military presence around Venezuela. I do want to ask you, like, seeing everything that you're seeing and the amount of warships and planes and drones and soldiers that we now have in that area, how likely is it, do you think, that the Trump administration is going to actually take some sort of a large-scale action against Venezuela?
Well, you know, some of the reasons that of my concern is the fact that it's not just the amassing of these warships and planes and personnel, but also the construction going on Puerto Rico. That implies that you have some anticipation that this is going to be a sustained operation, not just like we're going to get down there and take care of an operation or a strike, et cetera. And the other problem that I have is, though, is that you have this growing force here. But in terms of the huge country that Venezuela is, I mean, it's three times bigger than Vietnam, for crying out loud. And we had 500,000 people that when we tried to fight a war there. If you try to go in and do something on the cheap here, look, there's no doubt that we can launch a bunch of drones, kill a lot of people, fire some missiles, use a lot of our air power, and we can kill a lot of people and blow a lot of stuff up. But what is that going to accomplish? There's not enough combat power to actually invade anything. You could use those Marines, for example, to have like a snatch and grab someplace if you have somebody that you want to grab. But that comes with a lot of risk on the ground. And again, it's not staying power, though. So you have to go in and then you have to get out and you have to ask, what have you accomplished militarily? I just don't see this wired tight at all in terms of what is the achievable military objective, what is the political outcome you're trying to get, and how does all this improve the security for the United States? I don't see any plan to do that.
There's some military perspective, and then there's some layman's perspective when it comes to Nigeria. We saw that post from the president basically saying, like, if they don't knock it off, we're going to go in guns a-blazing. And a layman might say, well, if you go in and you blow some stuff up and you kill some people, maybe they will stop killing this certain group of people. Militarily, does that square up?
Well, see, that's one of the many problems with this one, too. Number one, who are you going to go after? Because there is a real problem inside of Nigeria. But when you drill down and look at actually what's going on, there is a very small portion of that was actually motivated based on the religion of the group. Instead, this is more like a tribal area. It's a regional battle between groups and organizations. And this is a real political issue inside the country. And it's not just this easy, well, because they were Christians, because there was, if you look at the numbers, more Muslims have been killed than Christians have been killed, because this is a bigger issue than just the religious part of it. So who are you going to kill? Because by doing that, you risk taking one person's side or one side in this nearly quasi-civil war, and we don't even know the issues that are going on. I got to tell you, in our country, I doubt that the administration does either. And you go in there, quote, guns a-blazing, you could make matters a lot worse.
Nuance is always the first casualty of war. Lieutenant Colonel Danny Davis, thank you so very much for your perspective.